have to be a captain, you know, and you get on the last one at all.
This telling me about a Mr. Bob. He was killed in war, World War II.
And that was Kenny's boss, man,
yeah.
No.
His son.
Well, he didn't build it. There wasn't but three of those boys, and one was Bill, the oldest one, and the next one was named Ed, and the next one was named Cliff, which is a judge down there. And Ed got killed in an automobile wreck.
Yeah.
When he had Lake Pontus, I'm the first one to the wreck after he had the wreck. I was on my way to the business. She lived in Lake Pontus. That's when I was courting her. And I was the one that called him and told him from Lake Pontus that he was just about dead. He was dead before we got him to the hospital.
Yeah.
There wasn't any more of those boys. That's all those boys there was. There was three.
No,
I don't know
Bill's
who.
Son. He was a...
Bill ain't had no son. Cliff's got two boys. And Ed had one boy. And they all still live. He got somebody else mixed up there. I don't know who the heck he's talking about.
Maybe somebody else. Bob, I think it was, because he lived out of town, working on a place out of town. Did you ever remember a marriage between black and white here?
No. Never has been up to now.
Yeah.
That I know of. I've never heard of one. Heck, back in the olden days, there's been one of that. They'd have sprung them both up. Now they might could get by with it, but they never have been running this fast. There's some half-white kids here.
Yeah.
They have a sweat ass.
What do they call people like that? Do they have names for them?
They just call them half-breeds, that's all. Well, they usually put the anyone that had any black blood in them, they called him black. And he was more or less ostracized and just considered as black. And they, you know, this old age with the blacks, not the whites. A lot of these white men slipped around and did that all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
In the country. But I guess that's still going on to a certain extent now.
Did you ever hear the word free jacks?
Free jack?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about a child that didn't have a mother? I mean, didn't have a father?
That's what you call them bastards. That's what they were.
Did you ever hear a jesting, a joking name for a kid like that? A joking name for a kid like that?
No, they just call them little bastards. That's what they all call them.
Okay.
And they still do. Huh?
A woods cold?
Yeah, I've heard folks say he's got, Mr. Joe or Mr. John or somebody got two or three yard children, four or five outside children. They call them outside children. And a woods cold. I've heard them called woods cold a million times.
Uh-huh.
But that was the two names. They just called them outside children and woods cold. And everybody that knew them called them the best.
You told me you didn't have a lot of white farmers here.
There didn't used to be too many. Just the big plantation owners. Up until the 30s. And then these people commenced moving in up in the hills and getting these 40-acre farms. And 20 and 40 and 60 and 80, and some of them have gotten up now to where they own great big farms. They've made good and done real good. A lot of them have been real substantial people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of real best folks you got in the family came in here, just a little bit more farmers, you might say.
Yeah.
But they've always had a dislike for the old original farmers have been down there on their own big places. They've always been just a little bit jealous. And like this fellow over here might say, well, this fellow's wife's got one more dress than my wife got, or one more car than you got, or something like that. And they've just always been a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
And,
Do you ever remember a feud or anything like that that would go on?
A feud?
Yeah.
No, not after I came along. I've heard them talk about they've had several of them in years, before that.
Yeah.
But not after my lifetime. I'd